This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Football fans are still talking about the muffed Chicago Bears field goal last weekend. Kicker Cody Parkey's name is forever associated with the double doink, whereby with seconds to go in the game, the ball hit the goalpost, then doinked off the crossbar and didn't count, sealing the Philadelphia Eagles' win and advancement in the playoffs. And fans are still talking about this announcer's reaction to the double doink.
43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá!
Ricky Ricardo is the Eagles' Spanish language play-by-play announcer. His radio and live stream broadcasts go out locally and internationally with a fan base in Mexico and Central and South America. He joins us to talk about his craft and his thoughts about the Eagles' season going into Sunday's playoff game against the Saints in New Orleans. Welcome, Ricky.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
I have to start by asking you, how do you say double doink in Spanish?
Doble doinque.
Okay, doble doinque to you too.
Fue un doble doink.
Your reaction to the Bears' missed field goal went viral. What happened this week for you?
Oh, it's been a heck of a week. I've done at least no short of 40 interviews. I live in North Jersey because I'm also the Spanish language voice of the New York Yankees. We got back in, and I drove to my apartment, and this is the middle of the night, mind you. I started getting messages and tweets and things that it was starting to catch, and we're talking about major morning news shows, CBS This Morning, the Today Show, Good Morning America. I'm like, what?
Everyone can understand the richness of the emotion that you put out there, but would you mind translating the words for us?
So basically, I said, the season lies on the foot of Cody Parkey. Then the snap. My interpretation of all kicks are distancia, dirección, which basically means it's got the distance, it's got direction, and we wait. And then I will either give you a si, señor, or a no, señor. This is for extra points or field goals. But interesting, this thing hit the upright, so I had to wait. Not only does it hit the upright, but it hits the bottom crossbar, so I had to wait double doink time. And then finally it was like, no, falló. Falló means he missed. No, señor obviously means, you know, it's my way of saying he missed the kick. Ay, papá, that is something I got from the great Dick Enberg, legendary broadcaster that passed away recently. Dick Enberg's signature call on a big moment was, oh, my, which is really just a short for, oh, my God. And ay, papá is a Spanish version of, oh, my God. I just screamed, we're going to New Orleans, and the Eagles win the game. It's just an amazing moment.
You and everyone else live for these moments in sports. Can you prepare for a reaction like that?
You know, this was a season-defining play. So, you know, as the kicker's getting ready, mentally I'm getting prepared for this call. One way or the other, it's either going to be very tragic or it's going to be, you know, complete euphoria. It all came together, and just, it's magic. It happens once in a lifetime.
You sound pretty good today. All week, you've been nursing your voice back. Screaming will do that to the vocal cords. And now you have a cold on top of that. I'm so sorry. What are you doing to get ready for Sunday?
Oh, lots of tea, and, you know, mom's come over to the house and is making some homemade chicken soup. We'll work it out.
I bet you will. Some of us imagine calling a game, whether it's football, baseball, or whatnot. What would you say it really takes to pay attention, to get it right, and to keep the play-by-play real and conversational and exciting and entertaining?
Well, it takes preparation. You know, this particular game, obviously, I will go over all the game notes, watch film of the previous matchup between these two teams, which was in the same stadium. The atmosphere is electric in the Superdome in New Orleans. It's Mardi Gras every Sunday when the home team plays there. It's a weekend where the Eagles had been beaten badly not that long ago, so there's the element of revenge. There's a lot to prepare for, but that's what we've got before we get on an airplane.
Okay, so you don't work alone. Maria Berral reports in Spanish from the field during the Eagles games. In what way is she a big part of what you do?
She is one of the pioneers of, you know, females in Spanish. We've seen over the last 10, 15 years, women becoming a major part of football broadcast. You know, whether it be reporting from the sidelines, following the team during the week. You know, she puts together some little inside information that we can all use during the broadcast. She loves the game. She's got great enthusiasm, and she's really tuned in to what's happening with the team.
What are you afraid will happen in the matchup against the Saints this weekend?
Well, worst case scenario is that the Saints go about dismantling the Eagles, and it's really the only way to describe it, the same way they did back in Week 11. But this is a different Eagle team. They're playing with a different quarterback. The Nick Foles magic is on the field as compared to probably the worst week in the career of Carson Wentz that particular Sunday in New Orleans. The Saints have not been the same. I think they reached their peak that afternoon against the Eagles. Since then, they're trending downward. The Eagles are trending upward. And there's a little something with pixie dust called Foles magic with Nick Foles at quarterback that we're looking to hopefully reappear again in the Superdome on Sunday.